This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is just absolutely frightening. Did you hear about this? Where a man has a dream and ends up killing his wife. All right? 28-year-old aspiring pastor, Matthew Phelps, only 28 years old. Let me get one site here. There's tons of different sites, and I want to get you the best source on this, because this is just absolutely frightening. North Carolina man called 911 and told the operator that he woke up from a dream and he found his wife stabbed to death in their bedroom. Raleigh, North Carolina police charged 28-year-old Matthew Phelps with murder last week after he made the call about his 29-year-old wife, Lauren Ashley Nicole Phelps. The 911 call was placed around 1 in the morning, and the dispatcher was heard asking Phelps exactly what happened. He sighed and replied, "I think I killed my," and then he didn't finish. Now, she goes, "What do you mean by that? What happened?" The 911 operator. And he says, "I had a dream, and then I turned the lights on, and she's dead on the floor." How, she asked. "There's blood all over me. There's a bloody knife on the bed. I think I did it." Why was there a knife in the bedroom? The dispatcher says, "Okay." Ask him to stay on the phone. He goes, "I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did this." And you see pictures of them. I mean, they look in love. They look happy. The dispatcher then begins to ask him a few questions about his wife. And apparently they were still, newlyweds, less than a year. And he starts becoming emotional. The dispatcher asks if the wife is awake right now, to which he says, "No, she's not breathing." Then she asks, "Do you think she is beyond any help?" He says, "I think so. I'm too scared to get close to her." Now, he said he took more cold medicine before going to sleep and that he had no idea what time it was. He goes, "I took more medicine than I should have. I took Coricidin cough and cold, because I know it can make it feel good, and sometimes I can't sleep at night." Toward the end of the 7-minute 911 call, he starts sobbing, saying his wife didn't deserve this, and he said that the blood had dried on him. So hours before their death, the wife had posted a video on her Facebook page where she was selling a product for a candle company. And according to the Facebook page, he had worked at Dunlap Lawn Service. He graduated from Kentucky's Clear Creek Baptist Bible College in 2011. He studied evangelism and mission, no criminal record. There's some suggestion he might be an attorney as well. So he's in jail right now without bail. He's going to be making his first court appearance. And there is a You Caring fundraiser page that has been created to raise money. And I guess they're trying to raise at least $20,000 for funeral expenses. But, oh my gosh. So here's a question. Does cough syrup turn you into a murderer? Well, my first thought is, was he doing any drugs? Was there anything else that could have unfortunately, put him at risk? And you're looking at these pictures of them together. Not that the pictures mean anything, but, you know, they look very, very happily married. I mean, this doesn't, you know, this shouldn't have been, you know, I really believe that he, you know, whacked out, and he was not of sound mind when he did this, and most murderers aren't. But does cold medicine make you psychotic? Absolutely it can. You know, nobody ever talks about this, but let me see where the last patient case was. I'm looking up, there was a patient case. Let me see if I could find out. where the cold medicine induced psychosis. Let me see here. There was, there we go. Okay, 2005. All right, acute psychosis with chlorocyte and cold medicine. This was by Sharma, Dewan, and Petty et al. In the Annals of Pharmacology. I can't pull up the article, but there was a case of acute psychosis in 2005. There was another case here being reported here in 2007. I'm trying to pull it up. I'm sorry, because this is kind of concerning. We're coming into cough and cold season, okay? There was a 35-year-old woman presenting for the first time, agitated, tearful, psychotic state, experiencing auditory hallucinations, and was reading her Bible constantly throughout the night. She had been dancing around the house, going into a basement, praying on her knees. She described how she was anointed. She anointed her house with oil. She took oil, painted a large cross on her bedroom wall. She had previously been a high-functioning person, having some college education, had been employed by a bank, no previous history of psychiatric treatment or hospitalization, and she had presented with a severe cough and had taken NyQuil, a cough suppressant, for days prior to admission. So a diagnosis of dextromethorphan-induced psychosis was made. They gave her risperidone, sertraline, lorazepam, and psychosis was resolved. So cough medicine psychosis is real. It's rare, but it's real. Now, this has got to be the most scary thing we've heard of in a long, long time. Okay? And again, we just saw Harvey, and now we're hearing about Irma. But thinking that you could go to bed and your spouse, your husband or wife, taking cough medicine, and these medications are designed for you to take before you go to bed, could turn them into a psychotic killer in the middle of the night. They get hallucinated. They turn. So what is psychosis? Psychosis is where you leave reality. So it's not that you get mad, okay, because you could still be very competent and coherent mad. Psychosis is where you believe something that isn't real. And so like with this woman, this case study from 2005 or 2007, she was hearing things, right? Or, you know, maybe she was told by God to do something. For some reason, this man, okay, whether he was, you know, whether he went through a psychotic episode and, you know, completely disassociated and didn't remember, or maybe if that was his excuse, for some reason, he just felt the need to stab his wife. And I do believe that, you know, these medications can do it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own.
down. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Deli Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. All right, so hepatitis A, public health emergency being declared in San Diego. Apparently, 15 people have died, over 400 sickened from this hepatitis A outbreak, which began in November 2016, has spread after vaccination and educational programs in the city failed to reduce the infection rate. We talked at great lengths last week about hepatitis A, how it attacks the liver and could kill somebody, especially if they're immunocompromised or a homeless person, somebody who doesn't have good nutrition, malnourished, etc. And so about 70% of these hepatitis A cases are in the homeless population. Now, they say the public health declaration bolsters the county health and human services agency's ability to now request state assistance to fund new sanitation measures. They say areas with high concentrations of homeless people are going to now receive dozens of portable hand washing stations. Health workers are also going to be using bleach spiked water for power washing contaminated surfaces. So what they're going to do is clean off feces, because remember, hepatitis A could be transmitted through the oral fecal route. So they need to wash off bodily fluids, feces, and clean the streets. Dr. Wilma Wooten, the San Diego public health officer who signed a declaration to law on Friday, says the sanitation precautions are modeled after similar programs in other Southern California cities, including Los Angeles. She says, we know that L.A. has had no local cases of hepatitis A related to the strain that were seen here in San Diego. It makes sense that if they're doing it there and they haven't had any cases, it could be beneficial here as well. So, yeah, if they're not having cases in Los Angeles, maybe they need to copy what Los Angeles is doing. As of Friday, 15 people have died. They say more than 350 others have been sickened, although one source is saying close to 400. According to the World Health Organization, most hepatitis A outbreaks are primarily spread when an uninfected person ingests food or water that was contaminated with the feces of an infected person. So the hepatitis A gets shed into the poo-poo, a contaminated area or plate or fork or glass or oral anal sex can unfortunately give it to an uninfected person. So it's usually associated, though, with unsafe water or food, poor personal hygiene, and inadequate sanitation. So San Diego had tried to combat the illness earlier this summer. Health workers promoted hand-washing practices, stepped up street cleanings. But this growing epidemic, you know, now that we're at 15 dead, close to 400 people affected, we need to bust a move. And so that's what this declaration will hopefully do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Siri, this is very interesting. Siri helped a Hurricane Harvey victim survive. Let me pull this up. I'm having a little bit of computer issues right now. Tyler Frank, 14 years old, who suffers from the genetic disorder sickle cell anemia. Oh, this computer is horrible. I apologize here. She was suffering from trauma and exposure to the cold, which can trigger a sickle cell crisis or a sickle cell event. All right, hold on a second. I really apologize with this. I'm not sure what's going on with our internet. This is so frustrating. Okay, let's get this from CNN. So, she was feverish and great pain, African-American, and sickle cell is more common in African-American children. So she called 911, but it didn't work. Remember, 911 was completely inundated during Harvey. So she went to help on Facebook and Instagram. That failed too. So Tyler Frank said, you know what? I was like, Siri's smart enough. Let me ask her. So she asked the Apple personal assistant, Siri, call the Coast Guard. Tyler got her whole family rescued after 2 days out in the storm. So she has this sickle cell disorder, which is a genetic disorder where the blood cells start to sickle when they don't get enough oxygen and they turn into abnormal shapes, and they could cause very painful crises. And these odd-shaped red blood cells will clog up blood vessels and then prevent further oxygen from reaching the body. And so trauma or exposure to cold can trigger this. And so she, her mother, and three of her brothers awoke to find water up, you know, to their chest area. And then the water was nearly over her head. Now, Tyler's oldest brother, Joseph, 18 years old, carried her on his back to the roof. Her next oldest brother, Braylon, carried the youngest brother, Jacarus, 8, on his back. They were shivering. They only had a towel. Then the towel got wet. So she called Siri to connect her to the Coast Guard. She gave the man on the other end of the line her family's location and explained that she was sick and scared for her life. And the man told Tyler that she was brave. I was like, oh, you're a brave guy. And she goes, wait, I'm a girl. And he goes, oh, you're one brave girl. And I was like, thank you, she said. So a helicopter arrived the following afternoon. Tyler's mother recorded the scene. One of the rescues descended from the helicopter, spoke with her. She, at the time, had a 103-degree fever. I mean, really dangerous stuff. So thank God for this girl's smarts. Thank God for the Coast Guard. But, you know, we don't realize how catastrophic these hurricanes are. And now we're bracing for Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Irma, from what we understand right now, is at a Category 5. And by the time it hits the Greater Antilles and then Puerto Rico, it's going to be about a Hurricane 4, maybe 5 as well. And so right now, Southern Florida is bracing for impact, as many media sites are saying that it could directly hit Florida. Now, we don't know how much north or how it's going to turn or how it's going to pivot or if it's going to make a beeline to the Gulf of Mexico, thereby affecting, west part of Florida as opposed to east part of Florida. But right now, Southern Florida, especially the Keys, are preparing. And, these hurricanes, this is the season, they just don't let up. It's a churning, gaining a lot of strength. I don't even know if there's technically a Hurricane 6. I think Hurricane 5 is just when their wind speeds are, over 175 miles per hour. So over, they just call it a Hurricane 5. I don't even think they're measuring beyond that. And they say the maximum winds right now have been clocked at 180 miles per hour. Irma is tied for the fifth strongest storm ever observed in the Atlantic. And the National Hurricane Center said the storm is in an environment ideal for some additional intensification. So, there's been now a lot of preparation in Florida. And from what we understand, the Coast Guard has been... National Guard has been called, and I apologize, we're trying to get some breaking news here, and my computer is pooping out. Sorry about this, guys. All right, so we do have some ways to prepare. I apologize that, oh my gosh, this is horrible. All right. Yeah, I know how to prepare by my, mentally, I know how to prepare. I just can't get this I can't get the internet to kind of agree with me. All right, so beverages. You need about a gallon per person per day and enough for 7 days. If you buy the bottles, that's 8 16-ounce bottles per person or 56 bottles per 7 days. Now, as we saw with Harvey, Tropical Storm Harvey, it looks like they needed more than a week's supply. But for Florida at this time, you know, if they could get as much as they can, at least a week's supply. For juice, they say juice and enhanced waters in boxes and plastic bottles, milk powdered or shelf stable in single serving boxes. They say store more water if you're going to use powdered milk. They say alcohol, you know, you really shouldn't be storing up alcohol. Some people go, nah, I need wine because, you know, I'm going to be nervous and, you know, I'm having some issues here. That's fine, but realize that alcohol is going to dehydrate you. Same thing with caffeine. People are loading up on Red Bull. I would rather you load up on water. In terms of snack food, they say what you should be preparing is crackers, okay? Remember, your refrigerator may go out, okay? So if you do have some cheese or cold cuts there, you're probably only going to be able to have hours, you know, less than a day to eat them. Fruit, single-serving fruit cups and applesauce. When a storm is a few days away, buy apples and oranges. For healthier snacks, you can get granola bars, fruit roll-ups, dried fruit, rice cakes, nuts, trail mix. Trail mix offers nutrition, offers to fill you up. And then comfort foods. According to TampaBay.com, go ahead and get the Twinkies or the Pop-Tarts or the Nutter Butters or the Little Debbies. You're going to crave them. And, you know, as much as we don't want you eating unhealthy food, you know, I can't blame you. Now, what about meals? They say canned soups, chili, vegetable stews, they could be eaten cold. Be very careful. Make sure that the can, you know, doesn't, you know, look full of air. Cereal, preserved meats like beef jerky, condiments, and then, of course, your supplies. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm sure many of you guys have heard about this. A Georgia high school teacher compared President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan to a swastika and ordered students wearing T-shirts supporting the president to leave her classroom. The incident happened August 31st at River Ridge High School in Cherokee County, north of Atlanta, and it was all captured on video. Turning Point News first obtained the exclusive video, and it shows a teacher explaining to students that they could not wear pro-Trump clothing just like you can't wear a swastika to school. The video also shows a teacher doubling down on her argument that the kids have to leave the classroom because the shirts say, Make America Great Again. She says the neo-Nazis, I'm not saying about Trump, but the slogan, said the teacher. I warned you in my latest book, The Deplorables, Guide to Making America Great Again, that our public schools have been overrun by liberals who are more interested in indoctrinating our children. Now, I'm not sure. It looks like we're having a typo issue because they don't say who quoted that. So, but this, the teacher saying that a Make America Great Again is similar to a swastika, that starts insulting me. You know, every time I hear, we heard this with Obama too, okay? When people were trying to compare Obama to Hitler, and then people comparing Trump to Hitler, any of us that lost family, 6 million Jews and 6 million Christians, you know, and multiple other ethnicities who lost their lives to the Hitler regime and the Nazi regime, probably find great insult to that, comparing Obama or comparing Trump to Hitler. All right? That swastika stood for something that was so evil that lost people their lives. You know, women were found raped with a gun in their genitals and left there for dead. And, you know, people are comparing our presidents to somebody that sick. Hitler was on drugs, but this guy was some psychotic mother. I can't even find words to describe him. And so when liberals or ultra right wingers compare a president to somebody that sick, it starts to dilute what really happened. Okay? And a Make America Great Again, or what was Obama's thing, change? Yeah, was it change or, I don't know, move forward? I forget what his slogan was. Okay, don't start to dilute the intensity and the fierceness and the disgust that a swastika portrays by trying to say, what we're doing now is similar to that. It's sickening, absolutely sickening. And by the way, when Hitler rose to power, many of his policies and many of the actions that he took were more socialist and left than right. And so I don't understand why people are comparing Trump. You would think that we would, compare a more ultra liberal agenda more to the, socialist Nazi regime than what conservatives are doing. So, that needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. Okay? And I get asked all the time, why aren't Jews supporting Trump? The majority of Jews I know do. All right? This isn't a Jewish thing, just like it's not a Catholic thing. Catholics will vote conservative or they'll vote liberal. Jews will vote conservative or they'll vote liberal. But the media wants people to think that if they're on the fence, this is where, their tribe is going. And this is what their tribe is doing. But, and people ask, what are Jews looking for? Jews are looking for the exact same thing that everybody else is. National security, jobs, good education for our children, safety, strong police force, the sovereignty of Israel, and it being able to, live in peace. Good politics and good decisions made around our national security, including Israel. And that's really in line with a lot of other Christians and Mormons and Buddhists and Hindu and Baptists and Protestants, which is why you don't really lump a religion into Democrat or Republican, okay? Our relationship with God, okay, is, very unique. Okay, many Jews I know and, are pro-life because how they interpret the Bible is you don't kill a baby. And then you have many Jews that are pro-choice, meaning, government cannot tell a woman what to do with their body. All right, but there's nothing in the Bible, if there is anything in the Bible, it's thou shalt not kill, but there's nothing talking about modern day abortion. All right, this idea that, you need to fear Trump because his hat is similar to a swastika. So if you're Jewish or you're Christian or Catholic or Mormon and, you know, do not like the Nazi regime, and most people don't, you know, then you don't want to go with Trump. That's absolute baloney, and this poop needs to stop. This is ridiculous, okay? We got a lot that we need to do. And if he has a slogan, Make America Great Again, you know, I have to give credit to the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian had a Make America Great Again hat. It also had things from Obama there. It had Michelle Obama's dress, I think inaugural dress. You know, these are donated to the Smithsonian, or I think the inaugural ball dress. And you know, the Smithsonian tried to keep a very apolitical display of, you know, presidential history. And there was stuff from Ike. There was stuff from Barry Goldwater. There was stuff from Kennedy. There was stuff from FDR. And, you know, just coming back from D.C., you know, I'd really like all of us to just stop for a second and be American, for crying out loud. Okay? Let's get things done. I mean, we're on the verge of war with North Korea. And what are we doing? We're calling our president a Nazi. We're making fun of his child, Barron, for T-shirts that he's wearing. We're ridiculing Hillary. Why is even Hillary in the news? Because she wrote a book and she wants to sell the book. Why are we even talking about Hillary? Okay, you know, we need to move on. We got, you know, one of the biggest hurricanes now possibly heading for America. And, you know, we're talking about BS. Now, I want to apologize. This next story is about Legos. But I think we could talk about Legos. Legos make us feel good. Legos is in the news. And from what we understand, Lego is cutting 1,400 jobs. This is the first fall in global sales for more than a decade. The Danish toy maker said it was hit by weaker demand in established markets, such as the U.S. and parts of Europe, and admitted that the organization had become too complex over the past 5 years to support global growth. Now, Legos has been around for 85 years, and it is suffering its first drop in sales. And I'm kind of surprised by that, because don't they have now these Lego movies? Did you guys see the last Lego movie? I don't know. I think he was dressed up as Darth Vader. It was a real stupid movie, but I still laughed. There was this Lego movie, and now there's another Lego movie. So Legos are trying to make comebacks. You have Legoland. Okay, people love going to Legoland. You see these brilliant displays with Legos. I thought Legos would be doing amazing. My guess is people don't want to play Legos. They really want to play video games. So Lego said the decision to cut the jobs, representing about 8% of its 18,200 global workforce, was a difficult one, but had to be made as the company presses the reset button. Jorgen Vig Nudstrup said, "We are very sorry to make changes which may interfere with the lives of many of our colleagues." So 1,400 jobs. They're based in Billund, Denmark, and it's controlled by the Christensen family with a 75% stake, and apparently they employ people all over. Singapore, U.S., London has factories in Mexico, Hungary, Czech Republic, China, and Denmark. So, you know, when Lego starts to fall, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Barbie and Lego and Light Bright and Big Wheels and those lawnmower thingies where the balls pop up and down and make noise and drive the parents crazy. We can't lose those toys. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening. The power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE. 888-815-5433.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. Now, remember, it is September now, so it's National Preparedness Month. So this is the time to make your health a priority. And a preventative screening service that looks for plaque buildup in your arteries should be first on your list. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings that use ultrasound technology to evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease. And then they give you personalized results that you could share with your healthcare provider. Plus, also what you can do for your risk factors. Don't wait for insurance companies to decide what preventative care they'll cover. Take action now by calling Life Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. Packages start at $149, saving you over 50% and are much more affordable than if ordered through your high-deductible insurance plan. So call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-5433. Remember, the power of prevention is yours, and these are easy, painless tests. And it's also, as a part of National Preparedness Month, it is National Blood Donation Week this week. We are asking anybody and everybody who can to donate blood or to host a blood drive later this year to help survivors of Hurricane Harvey, to help local hospitals and local medical centers, as well as, unfortunately, getting prepared for Hurricane Irma. Blood product is needed all the time, and we have multiple states. We are probably close to 40 states right now that have declared blood donation days this week to help raise blood and raise awareness. So please, 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 if you could donate blood, go to drdahlia.com and hit on National Blood Donation Week. All right, so this is interesting. They say men are better at playing Scrabble than women. All right, why? Because they play it to win it. They say men are much better than Scrabble at women because they're more willing to focus their energies on winning rather than having fun. Unlike male-dominated games such as chess, there are generally more women at Scrabble competitions, but the men end up inevitably winning. They say the last 10 Scrabble world champions, I had no idea that there is some, I mean, I know there's poker tournaments. I had no idea there's Scrabble world champions. They say the last 10 Scrabble world champions have all been men, even though just as many women enjoy the game. According to Scrabble author Jared Moxley from the University of Miami, he said it's not intuitively obvious why there should be a gender difference in Scrabble. In 2004 and 2008, U.S. National Scrabble tournaments, researchers from the University of Miami asked about 300 participants about their training and then examined their game ratings. They found that although women spend more time playing the game, they treated it like a hobby where the objective was to have fun and not win. The national tournament divides players into 6 ranked divisions, and males dominate at the highest levels of every performance. So is it because men spent more time analyzing past games, practicing anagrams? Maybe that gave them the winning edge? I don't know. In 2002, 86% of competitors in the division were with the best Scrabble players were male. Now, this is shocking, and the reason why this is a story is because, you know, people seem to say, well, women are better at language. We're better at spelling. We're better at finding the right words. So, you know, women should rule at Scrabble. I personally don't give a damn. I would rather rule at race car driving because I think I'm a much better driver than my husband, but that's just me. But no, there's something about the competition. There's something about men in this particular thing that allows them to do better. And these are some of the words that people are coming up with. Zymosis. Zymosis is an infectious disease with similarities to fermentation. There's also a word called quagga. Quagga is an animal similar to the zebra. Zoe is a Tibetan breed of cattle. Za is a term common in the Pacific states for a rich mass of gold. Qi, ki, the circulating life energy in Chinese philosophy. I've used that. I play Scrabble Word Finder on my phone, and if I'm ever stuck with a Q and I don't have a U, I put a Q next to an I, and I get some points. Zax, Z-A-X, is a tool similar to a hatchet. So, I don't really care if guys do better in Scrabble than girls. I really don't care about that. But, I would like the conversation, and I would like to just know what guys are better at than girls and girls are better at than guys. And I would like us to, embrace that. You know, we've been talking so much about how we're equal. And we're losing our gifts and our edge by not talking about what we're better at. Okay? Yes, all men are created equal. Absolutely. Okay? And yes, we should be, you know, treated equally politically. But men have different bone mass. They have different muscular mass. Their brains could be different. Okay? Wired differently. Same thing with women. And until we embrace those differences, all right, we will subdue knowledge and subdue learning because nobody wants to be politically incorrect. Somebody needs to stand up and go, wait a second. You know, put a woman on the case for this or put a man on the case for this and you may get a better outcome. All right, why not? Why not have the edge? Okay, well, because if you do that, then it causes discrimination, and then, well, because she's a woman or because he's a man, he doesn't get that, you know. We already have discrimination. Discrimination exists. We discriminate against women, we discriminate against men, we discriminate against African Americans, we discriminate against whites, we discriminate against, there's already discrimination. You know, the more we try to be equal, the more we discriminate. So we're already, you know, doing that. I'm just wondering, if there should be certain studies looking at what, you know, like I said, with medication, you know, I've seen the kidneys fail quicker on black women and black men than on Caucasians. So then why aren't we treating them with different blood pressure medicines? You know, why are we treating everybody the same? Well, because we don't want to give somebody something different because it could look like we're, you know, let's stop the PC stuff and let's identify what has to be identified. You know, we could politically say we're all one color, we're all one race, we're all one gender. We could do that very easily politically. That just takes a pen and a piece of paper. But science doesn't follow, okay? If men are faster runners than females, identify that without worrying about political backlash. Yes, there are many women that can outrun men. I've seen them do it. But if there are generalities with biological makeup and muscle strength, etc., all right, you know, if, unless we discuss it, we can't study it. And I just don't get how everybody is so afraid of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing when it's actually more racist to lump everybody and treat everybody the same and you know, do medical harm when we really should be identifying what people need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say Zika virus can now be used to treat aggressive brain cancer. Zika injections shrank aggressive tumors in fully grown mice. Yet other brain cells remained unscathed and pretty good. Human trials are still a way off. I believe they did this in mice. But Zika may be able to fight cancer. If that's the case, wow-wee. The Zika virus is known to destroy the brain of children, of moms who are pregnant with Zika. Not all of them, but some. So if we could fight the glioblastoma, which is something that John McCain has and one of our friends at our wedding who had and unfortunately died, this is one of the most common causes of brain cancer and one of the trickiest to treat. And sometimes surgery and radiotherapy and chemotherapy doesn't cut it. But if we can inject Zika virus into these cells, that could just be amazing. So we'll keep you posted on that. But adult brains don't have as many stem cells. But the Zika treatment could then destroy the cancer-causing brain stem cells and not cause other collateral damage. So the team that gets credit for this is Washington University School of Medicine and UCSD, plus researcher Michael Diamond, who said, once we add a few more changes, I think it's going to be impossible for the virus to overcome them and cause disease. All right, guys. Don't forget to tune in next time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.